This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, the podcast for scientific and professional women who want to restore confidence, make meaningful impact, and balance the things and people that mean most to them. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'll be sharing with you insights and inspiration into the mindset and skill set to help you navigate your career and lead powerfully. It's recorded live and outdoors, so anything could happen.
We don't walk around all day saying, I've got a limiting belief, I've got a limiting emotion, this is what's holding me stuck. But let's find out how we can figure that stuff out today. So welcome to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. This is show number 63, and I'm your host, Dr. Hannah Roberts. And yes, this is the swimming look again. So welcome to the show this morning. And I say this lightheartedly because I'm not walking around all day saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, people are out to get me, a whole heap of other stuff. We just don't do that. It shows up in a number of different ways. So first of all, limiting beliefs. We talked about them two sessions ago, actually. Like the cup, and sometimes when we're trying to fill this cup, have it overflowing with respect and feeling valued and all the things that we want in our life, sometimes there are these little holes in the cup, and it doesn't matter how much somebody praises you, it just all leaks out and we can't feel those feelings. And that's what we talked about. And that's what we talked about last time in terms of deep wins versus shallow wins. In order to actually have a deep win, have it aligned with a more purposeful thing, we have to actually be able to feel the win as well. So we can start to see why this can be a challenge in our life. And limiting beliefs and emotions tend to have, first of all, a repetitive feel to them. So there will be something that shows up in your life time and time again, maybe even by a specific event. So it could be every time you get asked to do a presentation or you have to speak in a meeting, then that might trigger an emotional response in you. It might trigger the fear response, for example, and then you'll have a whole heap of behaviors that lead up to that and build towards that, and obviously then move through that, and then we might even berate ourselves afterwards about that. So it will have this kind of emotional flavor to it. So that's one place to look. And it can be an overriding fear. So it can be an emotion, it could be shame, it could be anger, it could be a whole heap of different emotions. So have a look for what triggers you into those kind of emotions, first of all, and have an assess of the trigger and also the behaviors that it causes in yourself. The other place to look are for limiting beliefs. Now, again, this might come from things like repetitive behaviors. It may come from a trigger that has the emotional response, but it may also so be a repetitive behavior. So if I am continuously coming home and feeling overwhelmed, so oh, I've just got too much to do, or there's just too many things to do, it's very rarely the number of things on the to-do list that's the problem. There's usually an overarching theme that links them all together. So if I start to brain dump out all the things that are making me feel overwhelmed, and I look at the thread that runs between them, it might all be inability to say no. And why can't I say no? And we go and drill down. I can't say no because then somebody might not think good of me and blah, blah, blah. And we go all the way down to feeling judged by other people and people pleasing. And that's limiting us and holding us back. So these are really interesting places to dig into. And if one of yours is that you're continuously getting stuck in your head, preempting, ruminating, catastrophizing even, that's also a good place to look as well for these limiting beliefs. And this drill down into, well, what does it really mean for you? And then we can start to do something with these, because unfortunately, if we don't know what they are, we just end up living our lives unconsciously with these limiting beliefs and emotions embedded within us. So every time we do something, it's like, oh yes, this feels familiar, this is my normal natural response, and we have almost like a neural pathway that guides us through that particular scenario. And in bringing them to the forefront, we can actually start to create ourselves a new neural pathway where we have a choice. Even if it's only for a split second, we have time, we have a choice to be able to go, am I going to go down the old neural pathway or am I going to go down the new one, and what does that look like for me? And we're going to talk a little bit more about neural pathways in the next session. So I hope you all have a good day and weekend, and I will see you all next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. To get further support in your journey, join me in Breakthrough Unleashed on Facebook.